Week 2, Day 6. Various experiences regarding the heavenly doctrine in the spiritual world. Sketch of an ecclesiastical history of the new church. 1. A new ecclesiastical history must be written, because now is the Lord's advent predicted in Matthew 24. 2. The church was different before the Council of Nicaea as long as the Apostles' Creed was in force. It became changed after the Council of Nicaea and still more after the Athanasian Creed was composed. The cardinal point of the doctrine respecting the triune God and the Lord was subverted in the church, especially by the dogma of three divine persons from eternity. 3. The books are to be enumerated which were written from the beginning to the present day by the Lord through me. A domino per me. 4. The writing there is such that it shines brightly before those who believe in the Lord and in the new revelation, but it appears dark and of no consequence to those who deny them, and who are not in favor of them on account of various external reasons. 7. When the brief exposition was published, the angelic heaven from the east to the west, from the north to the south, appeared of a deep scarlet color, with the most beautiful flowers. This took place before myself and before the kings of Denmark and others. At a time, it appeared flamy and most beautiful. 8. In the spiritual world, there was inscribed on all of these books, the Lord's Advent. The same I also wrote by command on 2 copies in Holland. Footnote. One of these copies has been found. On the inside page of the wrapper, which is bound up with the volume there, is the following inscription in Swedenborg's own handwriting. Hic liber est adventus domini, scriptum ex mandato. This book is the advent of the Lord, written by command. True Christian Religion 112. I came into the Spirit, and I heard certain spirits conversing, saying, "Oh, that we might be permitted to talk with the innovator, who has thrown among the leaders of the church that apple of discord, after which so many of the laity have been running, and which they have picked up and held up for us to look at." By that apple, they meant the little work entitled A Brief Exposition of the Doctrine of the New Church. And they said, "It is certainly a schismatical writing, such as no man ever before conceived of." And then I heard one of them exclaim, "Schismatical? It's heretical!" True Christian Religion 461, subsection 8. I was once carried away in the spirit to the southern quarter of the spiritual world, and into a certain paradise there, and I saw that this paradise excelled all that I had before surveyed. This was because a garden signifies intelligence, and because all those who are preeminent in intelligence are conveyed to the south. The Garden of Eden, in which were Adam and his wife, has no other significance. So their expulsion therefrom involved expulsion from intelligence, and thus from the integrity of life. While I was walking in this southern paradise, I noticed certain persons sitting under laurels, eating figs. I turned to them and asked for some figs, which they gave me, and lo, in my hand the figs became grapes. I plucked some twigs from a vine and handed them to them, saying, "Do you believe that this is of me or of the Lord?" They said that it was from me, but of the Lord. And lo, the twigs put forth grapes in their hands. But as I withdrew, I saw under a green olive tree, around which a vine had entwined itself, a cedar table, on which there was a book. I looked, and lo, it was a book written by me, entitled Arcana Celestia. And I said that it was fully shown in that book that man is not life, but an organ receptive of life. Also, that life cannot be created, and when so created, be in man, any more than light in the eye. Apocalypse Revealed 875, subsection 15. I saw a cedar table, upon which was a book under a green olive tree, the trunk of which was entwined with a vine. I looked, and behold, it was a copy of a book written by me, called The Angelic Wisdom Concerning the Divine Love and the Divine Wisdom, and also Concerning the Divine Providence. Diary of Spiritual Experiences 5946. The Africans. I was brought by the Lord through changes of state which went on for about a half hour, in the southern direction as far as to the wiser African sort, and it was granted me to converse with them about various matters, and from my discourse with them it was granted me to perceive that they knew the truths of the church in themselves. They ran over the things which I knew, and stated that they knew all these too, and more. I imagined that they were of those who indeed perceive the truths of the church when they hear others utter them, but still do not talk about them. But it was noticed that these likewise speak of them. I also spoke to them about the knowledges of which representatives and correspondences are. Of these they knew little, but it was shown to them what these contribute to wisdom and happiness, to wit, when they are conjoined. Various things were pointed out respecting that matter, which things also delighted them much. Afterwards also the work on heaven and hell was given to them, which they likewise accepted and preserved. In like manner also the ones on the last judgment, and on the earths in the universe, and likewise those on the white horse, and lastly the doctrine of the New Jerusalem, in order that they may take thence those things which they consider useful. Continuation of the Last Judgment, 76. Such being the character of the Africans, even in the world, there is at the present day a revelation with them, which, commencing in the center, is communicated around, but does not reach the seas. They acknowledge our Lord as the God of heaven and earth, and laugh at the monks in those parts they visit, and at the Christians who talk of a threefold divinity, and of salvation by mere thinking, saying that there is no man who has any worship, who does not live according to his religion, and that whosoever does not must become stupid and wicked, because then he receives nothing from heaven. Ingenious wickedness they also call stupidity, because in it there is not life but death. I have heard the angels rejoicing over this revelation, because by means of it a communication is opened for them with the human rational, hitherto closed up by the blindness which is drawn over the things of faith. It was told me from heaven that the truths now published in the doctrine of the New Jerusalem concerning the Lord, concerning the Word, and in the doctrine of life for the New Jerusalem, these are orally dictated by angelic spirits to the inhabitants of that country. Doctrine of the Sacred Scripture, 97. Divine truth in the Word and the quality of it are described by the cherubs in the 1st, 9th, and 10th chapters of Ezekiel. But, as no one can know what is signified by the several particulars of the description of them, except one to whom the spiritual sense has been opened, it has been disclosed to me what, in brief, is signified by all the things said about the cherubs in the 1st chapter of Ezekiel, which are as follows. The external divine sphere of the Word is described in Ezekiel 1, verse 4. It is represented as a man, Ezekiel 1, verse 5, and conjoined with spiritual and celestial things, Ezekiel 1, verse 6. The natural of the Word and its quality, Ezekiel 1, verse 7. The spiritual and the celestial of the Word conjoined with its natural and their quality, Ezekiel 1, verses 8 and 9. The divine love of the good and truth, celestial, spiritual, and natural therein, severally and also together, Ezekiel 1, verse 10 through 11. They all look like one thing, Ezekiel 1, verse 12. The sphere of the Word from the Lord's divine good and divine truth from which the Word is alive, Ezekiel 1, verse 13 through 14. The doctrine of good and truth in the Word and from the Word, Ezekiel 1, verse 15 through 21. The divine of the Lord above the Word and in it, Ezekiel 1, verse 22 through 23, and from it, Ezekiel 1, verse 24 through 25. The Lord is above the heavens, Ezekiel 1, verse 26, and divine love and divine wisdom are His, Ezekiel 1, verse 27 through 28. These summaries have been compared with the Word in heaven and are in conformity with it. Questions and comments. 1. What is the significance of the inscription referenced in the first passage of this section? 2. This set of passages indicates that the books of the heavenly doctrine are in the spiritual world too, What do you think about that? 3. The summaries found in Doctrine of the Sacred Scripture 97 are also in the work of the Heavenly Doctrine called Summaries of the Internal Sense of Prophets and Psalms.